made up of the manager, the mayor, the attorney, and finance director, because the finance director is the one that understands what the budget implications are. And I don't know where we're going to be with Lee as our finance director. We need to, my anticipation is that position will be reposted again in the next day or two. And so as we move through negotiations, I don't know where we will be. I had a conversation with Lee. He participated in the collective bargaining process the last time, has a significant amount of continuity knowledge, and has a lot of just knowledge in general about collective bargaining and the negotiating process. And so even if he is no longer our finance director, for continuity purpose, I think it would be a good idea if we had him participate in this. So I would like to suggest that he be on the bargaining team and then work with whoever is in the finance department to make sure that the math that we need, whatever financial implications would be there, are drilled down appropriately so that the assembly understands what those financial changes would be to the borough.
Did the attorney give you a number? Like what's optimal to you?
He did not, no.
So my question is, if myself and one assembly member was on the negotiating team, would that be appropriate, or would that be too many?
I think let's... If you would like to have the mayor and another assembly member on the negotiating team, I say let's do it. And if the attorney thinks that there is concern there, we can revisit it.
I thought we were told that the assembly couldn't be on the negotiating team.
Under the agreement that was struck after the court case, yes, we were told that we were not allowed to know what the agreement, what the negotiations were, how they were proceeding, until the union had presented its best and final offer to us. And in seclusion, we had to make a decision. We could ask our staff specific questions related directly to certain categories of information, but the staff were not allowed to provide us, as per the union agreement, with any recommendations as to whether we should accept the agreement or not.
I know what you're saying, but I was told by the former mayor and our former manager that there was either a, I don't know how to say it, resolution or whatever, of the assemblies before that we would never be on the negotiating team.
That was,
is that true?
My understanding that was strictly due to this agreement that was written.
Okay. So you're telling me that part of the assembly and the mayor can be on the negotiating team without a problem?
The attorney is the one that recommended that the mayor be on the negotiating team.
I'm sure if the union has heartburn with it, they'll certainly let us know. But I just
thought that was normal. So.
Is there any opposition to having two members on it? Okay. I would like to be on it if the assembly is approved for that. Pam, are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
And one other member.
Shall we flip for it?
Who are we going to
flip?
That was. They were nominating the other person. Either one of you. Or anyone else who wants to throw their name in.
Pam?
No.
I've been on union negotiations.
That's,
with school boards, and it's.
You have a lot of experience then.
It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You're the huckleberry.
Yeah, you're the huckleberry.
Well,
the problem is it is a lot of work. And most of the negotiations are going to be done through the summertime. It's going to be my busiest time of
is
year.
That your
actually, best? No, it won't be done through the summertime.
You can keep your mouth shut for 5 seconds.
No, well, I'm just saying that we signed the agreement in the summertime. So we better have it done by the summertime when we're back into round two of the same old, same old. But I'm just saying, I don't know exactly when, but we finished up on that in July and finished up in August.
Mr. Mayor, given that we're starting so early, it is possible we will begin negotiating during a portion of this summer. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it. job.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's okay with the assembly?
Yep.
Great.
If it's permissible.
Thank you. So we have Patty and myself there. And can we have a poll vote on those two members being on the negotiating?
It'll be the entire team.
Yeah. So you're... So
straighten me out.
So the poll vote will just be on the team.
The
so,
team?
So, yeah,
okay.
The team. And I have it in the minutes who was selected.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Poll vote, please.
Okay.
On the team.
I said that, and I'm waiting for something to happen. Okay, Assembly Members DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay. 13C. Approval of a contract with AML for shipping generators from Nome to Wrangell in the amount of $61,000.
Move to approve a contract with AML for shipping generators from Nome to Wrangell in the amount of $61,000.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I would add that, of course, if you approve this contract, you will need to vote affirmatively for the resolution that follows, which authorizes the funding for that contract.
Okay. So we're starting with the first one and then the second one.
Yeah.
Okay, poll vote, please.
Okay. Assembly Members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. The 13D, proposed resolution number 05191463 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2019 budget in the electric fund, transferring $61,000 from the electric fund reserves to the power generation solution project for barge shipping the generators from Nome to Wrangell.
Move to approve resolution number 05-19-1463.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. 13E, approval of city guidelines, annual 5-year reassessments.
Move to approve the 5-year city guidelines reassessments as presented.
Been moved. Do you have a second?
Second.
I'll give that to Maya. Moved and seconded. Discussion. Any questions for Lisa on that?
It's me.
Poll vote, please.
Okay. No questions for you. Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Wow. 13F. Resolution number 05191464 of the Assembly of the City of Borough Wrangell, Alaska. Providing for the amendment of the job description for the administrative assistant, Harbor.
Move to approve resolution number 05-19-1464, providing for the amendment of the job description for the administrative assistant, Harbor.
And moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
And seconded. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, I would just add that, as it says in the agenda statement, the most substantive change here is that we're asking the Harbor Admin Assistant to become the recording secretary for the Ports and Harbor Commission. It has not ever made sense to me that the utility billing clerk is the one that's doing that, because that position has no idea what's going on at the harbor. So with the change in staff, we're asking that be made.
I agree.
It's a good change.
So are we doing a pay anything of that? This is just
no,
part
that
of the job
will be paid. It falls in line with the other admin duties, and
that is
what I have said to the union. I have not heard back from the union on the changes yet, so hopefully they don't take any issue with them. Of course, I'll let you know if they do. But the person who fills this position will be eligible for overtime for the hours that they work as the recording secretary. So I don't anticipate any pushback there, and the rest of the stuff is primarily just cleanup.
Julie.
It'd be nice to, if there'll be a new person doing this role, to get a little direction on what we expect in minutes. Yeah.
I'll do that.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Some training. Poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13G, approval of the Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield Employee Plan Renewal for Fiscal Year 2020.
Move to approve the
Premier Blue Cross Blue Shield Employee Health Plan Renewal for FY2020.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
This is the one that went up.
This is the one that went up, and it's just over, I don't have the agenda statement open in front of me, it's just over $80,000 citywide, but the hit to the general fund is, I think, $51,000. So, and it's a 9.5% increase across the board, and the employees do share in that, so their monthly cost share will go up accordingly as well. But it's a significant increase, and I hope that the employees understand that this is essentially the same thing as a pay raise or a 9.5% increase in overall benefits, the value of their benefits. And I'll make sure that is imparted to the staff so that they understand what the impact is to the budget should you guys decide to approve this.
Julie.
I'm going to actually ask Alicia to come up and talk to this stuff. She's the one that did all the research and put the package together.
Alicia Mullen, 804 Case Avenue. So our employees pay 15% of the overall cost of the premium, except we have a group of employees who are part of the IBEW collective bargaining agreement that started prior to January 1st, 2011. Under the agreement, they only paid 10% of the cost. We still have about 15 employees who are part of that group. So they pay 10% of whatever the premium is. Everybody else pays 15%.
And then their deductible, there's by a policy, correct?
Correct. The deductible is $3,000 per person, $6,000 if you're employee plus spouse, and then up to $9,000 for employee plus family. That's not going to change under the new plan. You can see in the agenda statement or the attachment, one of the options we looked at was renewing under the same company but with a higher deductible. Unfortunately, they won't let us just raise the deductible. In order to raise the deductible, we also had to raise the out-of-pocket maximum, and we had to change the prescription drug plan. And that was going to be the big problem was under the renewal plan with a higher deductible, the specialty drugs, instead of being a flat rate, like a copay, specialty drugs became 30% subject to deductible. So that historically was a problem before when the insurance plan was attempted to change, and so trying to avoid that becoming a problem as well this time around and having to make employees whole and go through that could cause a problem. So,
Mr. Mayor, to add to Alicia's comments, the individual deductible, as she said, is $3,000 per person, $6,000 for a couple, and $9,000 for a family. However, the city buys a supplemental insurance policy that drops that down to $1,000 per person, correct?
Mm-hmm. We do have a plan through Navia Benefits, and with that, the employee pays the first $1,000 of the deductible, and then they can submit for reimbursement the next $2,000 per person, up to a $6,000 maximum for a family. I did ask for a cost if we went with the plan that raised the deductible to $4,000 instead of $3,000, what the cost would be from Navia to increase our coverage levels there, and I actually just got that back, and it's going to be about an additional, at our current census levels, about an additional $5,000 to $6,000 per year.
What is the supplement?
Right now it costs us, there's a plan fee that's about $1,200 a year, and then it's just monthly $4.50 per participant. So a maximum of $13 per family.
Sorry.
The city is paying that, yes.
So this plan that picks up the $2,000 of the additional deductible costs us, is that how much? Monthly?
Yes, monthly it costs us $4.50 if you're covering just yourself. If you're covering yourself and a spouse, it's $4.50 per person, so $9. Maximum of $13 if you're covering an entire family.
And what is the, is there, is
So I guess I'm a little bit confused. You can buy $2,000 worth of this insurance for the city for $4 or whatever it is. Pennies.
Yes.
$50. Yes.
$50. That's pretty darn cheap.
Yeah. So for my, like for myself, I cover myself, it's $4.50 times 12 months, and it covers up to $2,000. It works just kind of like any other insurance because you will have a lot of employees who never turn in for reimbursement. The maximum any one employee can turn in is, you know, potentially $6,000 for their entire family, but $2,000 person. So okay. We get a pretty good rate on that.
That sounds like a great deal. I think that's well worth it, Julie.
Just for the Navia plan, just for the HRA, yes.
But what's the savings on the other side?
So the increase, if we went with the new plan that increased the deductible, was going to still cost the city about $35,000 extra a year versus $80,000 if we stayed with the same plan. So it was a difference of about $45,000 between the two plans. And then you take that down, so basically a difference of about $40,000 per plan, or
plus,
per, sorry.
Plus yeah. the change to the drug copay,
and the out-of-pocket maximum. So our out-of-pocket maximums right now are $5,000 and $10,000 for individual or for family. It would go up to $6,000 and $12,000 under the new deductible plan. We also did get quotes from two other insurance companies that were not viable quotes for us. You can see those there. And we are working on a plan to educate employees. We do have Premier has a great preventative benefits program that I try to get out to every new hire. We're going to work on getting that out to all the existing employees. And also through the app that they have, you have a 24-hour nurse line, and you also have a teledoc option. So you can call a doctor for basic stuff and get somebody to take a look at your symptoms over the phone, and they can actually call in prescriptions as well. The copay goes up from $35 to $40 for the teledoc option, so it's something that we have. It takes money out of the community, but it might be an option if we're looking at
it. So the doctor will prescribe off a phone call?
Yeah, they can only do basic...
I'm in a lot of pain.
They have a very small list of things that they can refer.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Alicia. So, I appreciate you doing that.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other questions on that? Julie?
I don't know if this is... It's not philosophical, but... at what point do we look at increasing deductibles and things like that instead of going with 9.5% increase year after year after year?
So the difficult thing with... you said deductibles, not the employee share, correct?
Right. Yeah, changing the plan.
Yeah.
Either, I guess, is an option.
Right. We had a conversation about doing that. Leanne, Alicia, and I sat in my office and talked about that. And we absolutely can look at doing that at any point in time. My preference is that we, when you change employee benefits, that be a last-ditch thing that you do. And that is why I asked Alicia what the cancellation policy is, because we're asking you to do this prior to the budget going into effect, prior to us having our budget salad stuff, because the open enrollment period starts June 1. So if we had waited until the last meeting in May to do stuff, and we couldn't get through things the way we needed to, then we're in a difficult position. But there's a 60-day cancellation period on this. So if we wanted to cancel, if we go through our budget process and we decide we absolutely have to have that other $45,000 and we want to go to the different plan, we have 60 days to cancel and we can go with the other plan.
Well, and you'd also have to renegotiate with the union if you change the plan substantially.
I actually think 9% is pretty darn good. I know when I was dealing with these things, we were getting hit with big increases, like 22%. So 9%, I think, is pretty darn good. I'm impressed that insurance plan is as inexpensive as it is. The one thing that we might want to look at doing, now it sounds, if I was correct, Alicia was saying she pays for this insurance plan herself?
No. The city covers that.
I would say, why not increase the deductible if the insurance plan is minimal to the employee, no loss, you just are going to have to keep track of your receipts a little bit better.
It changes the plan, though. We can't just change the deductible. That comes along with the prescription drug changes.
I think there's other places that benefits we can deal with this, and I always expect that every year the healthcare is going to go up. It's just the way it works. But I think 9% is pretty good. And our employees are happy with their healthcare overall?
I don't hear anybody complaining about health. I mean, no one's coming to me complaining. I don't know. Alicia, do you hear anything? Yeah.
I think it's an important thing. Health of your employees is primary. And so if we've got a decent plan, I think it's important. And I appreciate that there's places we're going to need to cut money, but employee health, I don't know. But this is just the reality of healthcare. Until Bernie Sanders wins, this is what we're going to have to deal with. I threw that out for Assembly Member Powell.
I don't believe it.
Okay. Any other discussion?
And the value that you state here are actual charges, not a percentage of employee salaries, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
No.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 15A, discuss litigation tactics and strategies regarding Alberta v. Jack et al. Case number 1WR19008CI with Borough Attorney.
I move pursuant to Alaska Statutes 44.62.310C3 that we recess and move into executive session, inviting the borough manager, the borough clerk, and the attorney to discuss litigation tactics and strategies regarding the Valvota case.
Do we have a second?
Second.
And seconded. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Okay, and with that, we will adjourn at 9:54.
56.